RNIB's Customer Knowledge and Information Manager Natalie Heath joins me now, and we're going to talk about Site Advice FAQ. Now, I believe it was set up last year, Natalie.
Yeah, that's correct. So Site Advice FAQ was launched last year in partnership with other Sightless organisations such as Guide Dogs, Visionary, Victor, Fight for Sight, Vision UK and Macular Society. And the reason it was set up was in a response to the needs of blind and partially sighted people who highlighted that access to information and connection to source of support to living independently and adapting to changes due to sight loss weren't really available. So we wanted to all work together to provide one FAQ of information to help support our customers.
What sort of things is it covering at the moment?
So at the moment, we've got general information, including benefits, employment, children, young people and families advice, emotional support and eye health.
And have you had a good response since it began last year?
Yes, we've had a lot of people accessing information that's available on the FAQ, which is excellent. We've had a really good response, and a lot of the charities that we've been working with, a lot of our partners have also gone out to their customers and promoted the FAQ, which is excellent. It means that we're reaching as many people as possible to access the information and advice that we've got on there.
What about the coronavirus lockdown? How has that affected things?
So at the beginning of the coronavirus lockdown, we wanted to ensure that our customers had access to the right information and advice at a time when it was really needed. We had a lot of calls into our helpline about how to access shopping and medication. So we put together questions and answers to go on Site Advice FAQ. There are over 60 questions relating to coronavirus, including accessing local community support, children, young people and family information, employment, getting out and about, guide dog information, medical needs, shopping, and welfare and benefits.
What are some of the more popular questions that have been asked?
So the most popular questions are around being guided, social distancing, and getting shopping delivered. You know, we've worked with various teams at RNIB and externally on ensuring the information we're providing is up to date, relevant, and useful for our customers. So we have a wealth of information available, so please visit www.siteadvicefaq.org.uk.
RNIB have also been working with the Cabinet Office's Disability Unit.
Yeah, so we've been working with the Cabinet Office's Disability Unit to create audio recordings to listen to on our helpline. The recordings are the latest government advice, financial information, and frequently asked questions, some of which are actually read by Channel 4 newsreader presenter John Snow.
He has a great voice.
Yeah, he's got a lovely voice. And the crucial information, including a list of frequently asked questions about the coronavirus pandemic, as well as information on staying healthy, exercise, accessing food and medicine, financial support and statutory sick pay are among the recordings that are available.
Just finally, Natalie, how do people access these recordings on RNIB's helpline?
You just need to call 0303 123 9999 and press option 5. As well as the recordings, callers can also speak to our sight loss advice service about anything related to sight loss, including advice and support related to coronavirus, accessing information and information about shopping and how to stay connected during this time. Also remember that you can visit Site Advice FAQ, which is www.siteadvicefaq.org.uk.
Natalie Heath, RNIB's Customer Knowledge and Information Manager. Thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.